God only knows where this could go. And even if our love starts to grow out of control, and you and me go up in flames, heaven won't be the same.
Top of the morning to you. And I can say that because I am half Irish and have an Irish passport. Top of the morning. Top of the morning to you. Little Niall Horan here with my little song, Heaven. Your heaven, Niall Horan. I love Niall Horan. Always the one least likely to have a sexy solo career, wasn't he? Off the back of One Direction. The ginger Irish one. Is he ginger? I'm not sure. He's certainly Irish. As am I. But here he is with one of his almost hit singles, Heaven. And a new album out in June. Don't be cruel, Nathan. The anticipated. It's anticipated, isn't it? The anticipated album called The Show. The Show! And it's not just a show to call your song Heaven, because Niall, of course, is a good Catholic boy. And he's godfather of his nephew. And also his uncle, I presume. So what? Oh, the godfather. The godmother. It's a choice, isn't it? It's a choice that many parents make when their children are born. Even if they're not religious at all. It's something you do, isn't it, as a parent? It's a big deal for parents. Who's going to be the godfather? Who's the godmother? Oh my God, really? Are you asking me to be godfather or god? Oh no, that's so special. That means so much. And of course, without any level of cynicism at all, it also means fuck all. Absolutely fuck all. It's meaningless. Oh no, Nathan, it does mean something. It means in the event of death of both parents. Go on, carry on with this happy story. Yes, it means in the event of death of both parents, in the event of death of both parents, the godfather or godmother would take the kids, wouldn't they? They'd look after the kids. No, they would not. It's an absolute fallacy. Let's face it, if you have parents, if the worst happens, they will take the kids, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they? Give it to your mate. There ain't no friend on earth that would want to bring up your kids. That ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Nothing more annoying than other people's kids. I don't want to bring them up. So then why have a godfather or mother? Well, it's a nice thing, isn't it? It's a way of later in life saying to someone, you are my best friend. Or at least, you know, you're not my best friend, but you're the best friend that I could theoretically, even though, as I say, it's never going to happen, theoretically, you could look after my kids. I have another best friend, a better friend, but they are too cool, you know, to be trusted with my kids, you know. You, because you're, you know, boring and have kids already, I can trust you to be bestowed with this pointless honour. But there's another reason. There's another reason why you choose someone, isn't there? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. There's another reason why you choose someone as a godfather or godmother. Because, of course, they're minted. They're minted, right? The godfather or godmother is minted. That's why you choose them. And you're saying to them, you are the special minted person. That's right, come on. You're the special minted person, so let's have some bigger presents from you from now on, right? Wrong. In my experience, lasts about a year, and then they, like your other friends, could not give a fuck about your kid. They can give a fuck about their kid, even if it's the godson or goddaughter. the only thing they really love about their godson or goddaughter is they don't have to bring them up. And there is absolutely no chance of bringing up another person's kids, which by the very definition would be a fucking nightmare. So next time you're having a bad day, remember this. You're not bringing up someone else's kid. And you're not listening to Niall Horan. Heaven, my friends. Heaven!